I'm Jerome Vaughn, in from WDET in Detroit. I'm in right now for Adora Udoji. We now turn to our outtake segment, where we hear voices you might not hear anywhere else about an important issue throughout the week. This week, we're examining education in the stimulus bill. Yesterday, we checked out better ways to use the money going to schools. Now, we're going to look at how one part of the stimulus bill is helping schools move further into the 21st century. As you might imagine, this involves technology. Beth Furtick, a reporter with WNYC, has been looking at how a data tracking system is working in the country's largest public school system here in New York. Good to see you, Beth.
Good morning, Jerome.
So the basics, a $5 billion grant to states is helping schools develop innovative reforms, including teacher quality initiatives and computerized data networks, which allow teachers to easily monitor the progress of students by tracking their test scores. Of course, tests have been multiplied since the passing of the Bush administration's No Child Left Behind law. It appears to be continuing under President Obama's Education Secretary, Arne Duncan.
You need to have great assessments so you're not just taking a test senior year and finding out I'm too far behind. First grade, second grade, third grade, all the way along, what do the children need to do different? What do teachers need to do different? What do parents need to do different at night on the weekends to help our students be successful? So it's very important we have those assessments in the data systems to track children.
Now, that money is available to states all over the country, but it is a competitive process. States have to apply for a share of the money by showing they can do innovative things with it. So what is it about these data networks that excites you enough to have reported on them, even written about them in your upcoming book?
My book looks at literacy and the ways in which you can help children from falling between the cracks. And these data systems are one way that teachers can sort of figure out by assessing a child frequently and then tracking their progress on a knowledge management network, a fancy computer system. They can look and see which child needs more help in second grade, third grade, fourth grade, and give them the resources, ideally, that they're going to need to move on to the next grade. Now, this all started with No Child Left Behind because that law, the federal Title I education money for poor children, children in poverty, was really attached to having new tests every year in grades 3 through 8, which the states had to do. But in addition to testing these kids once a year, what they decided to do was get ahead of the curve by figuring out which children were most at likely of failing these tests so that they wouldn't just be caught flat-footed at the end of the school year and then punished with a school in need of improvement and, you know, their names in the newspaper and parents afraid of sending their kids to that school. So what you're seeing is increasingly districts, including New York City, but also Philadelphia, Columbus, Ohio, Atlanta, Georgia, setting up these data systems where they can track a child's progress from kindergarten all the way through high school, and also being able to assess children more than once a year with the big annual test by giving frequent assessments.
Let me just stop you there for a second. So what started out as a diagnostic tool for really struggling kids is maybe being more generalized to monitor the performance of all kids in all classrooms in these markets, in these urban areas?
No, I would say what started off as a system for testing all kids to making sure that they are at grade level or proficient by the end of the school year has become a diagnostic tool so that they can not just be caught at the end of the year told, your school is failing. This way they can get ahead of it and monitor the children throughout the school year. So the system in New York, which is called ARIS, the Achievement Reporting and Innovation System, is the biggest in the country because of the size of New York. It has 1.35 million students or so, and 90,000 teachers and principals. And this system is putting everything into one place so that the teachers and the principals can monitor everything they want to know about a child. So we're going to hear right now, this is math coach Nick Licari at the Kingsbridge Academy in Riverdale explaining to me here at the school in the Bronx how they use the data to look at which children are at risk of failure.
I click on grade 12, and what shows up in a left side tab are our official classes, our homerooms. And what we can see here is student names, their grade, their cohort year, which means the year that they entered high school, and it's an indication of when they should graduate. There are absences this year and prior years, total credits accumulated in high school, and then each of the major subjects, English, social studies, math, science, foreign language.
So I guess the big question is, you know, this has been going on in New York for a little while in these other cities. Is it working?
Well, it's hard to say so far because these are rather new systems, but there are districts that can definitely claim that it's made an impact. Los Angeles says there's been a strong association between giving assessments throughout the year and tracking them on these data systems, you know, frequent tests, which are sort of like mini practice tests of the state exam. That's what assessments are really called. And they've seen some progress. Now, the LA Times did its own analysis of the scores in Los Angeles, and it found that there was a link between higher English scores and these frequent assessments, but a weaker connection to the frequent tests and higher algebra scores. A few other districts think that they have been quite successful. Philadelphia has claimed that its scores went up considerably after using a new data system by a company called SchoolNet, and Columbus, Ohio. There's been different districts reporting progress. New York thinks that it was able to raise test scores last year after the system went into effect, but the system went into effect mid-year, and the scores also went up throughout the state. So it's really tough to, you know, singularly say it was because of this data system.
I'm confused about one thing, though. Who looks at this data? Is it the teacher in the classroom who would be in a position, presumably, to know the performance of students, and or is it more a principal? Or maybe even statewide, really.
It's both. What they're hoping is it's called data-driven instruction. So a teacher will ideally look at data and say, well, gee, you know, my fifth grade class is really getting it when it comes to the main idea in the English test, but they're having a hard time with metaphors. So I'm going to give them more and more practice tests with these metaphors to help them get it, especially this group of kids over here. I'm going to give them more and more of those tests and let other kids move on to another subject on the exam. But what's happened is teachers say this is taking time away from valuable class time. Unions are very wary about using these tests to say which teachers should get a raise or which teachers should get tenure. Joel Klein, the chancellor in New York, wanted to link it to tenure. So it's a very delicate process.
Thanks, Beth Verdig, WNYC's education reporter, and we're looking forward to reading that book in the days ahead.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.